Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. How you
good
doing
morning.
Here? We're heading into mid-April now. This is be airing Wednesday, April 10th, I believe. Man, time goes fast. Another month from now, Lynn and I'll be getting ready to do our leader retreat in France. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun with that. I can't wait to hear the stories.
Yeah. So we're excited about that and have a great group going and be a beautiful place in the Mediterranean and southern France. So it's going to be fun. We've been talking about, God's will and hearing God's voice, and that, one thing we talked last time is God's ways are different than our ways. And mm-hmm. he said they're so much loftier and so much more complex. In a simple way, he says, I can't actually fully explain it to you anyway, because you can't, you're the position as a human can't understand what I'm up to. And so it's not going to do any good for me to try to explain it to you. I'll tell you some things and I'll give you some clarity about that. But just trust me, God speaking, my ways are loftier, different than your ways. My thoughts are different than your thoughts. And a couple of things. One is he's always looking at what we call the kingdom, the building of the kingdom and the work of God to invite people to the kingdom and to enjoy the kingdom. And he said, I'm up to a bigger, what I call a bigger story than just your story.
Right.
He said, this is what's wonderful is my story includes your story. And it's built around your story, but it's a bigger story.
Right.
So like when you hear, we want to keep encouraging people to listen tomorrow to Noelle, and then the following week, share her story, which is, you'll see, God had a bigger story.
So beautiful.
It's a great example of, I'm inviting you to a bigger story. It will be around your story, but it's not only about your story. It's part of God's story, and he said, my ways are different and bigger. So if we understood that, and that it's to deliver the covenant, I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing and have you enjoy the life that I have. And you and I know, because we do these retreats and we do discipling, and one of the great joys of life, and this will be true for any follower of Christ, is that when you give it away and people receive it and live it and experience it, it's a joy. There's nothing greater joy.
Absolutely.
And that's why in our retreats, by the way, where we have people, and Jay generally comes, just like we had one this last weekend, they're coming without really an experience of hearing God's voice and what we call abiding, learn to abide in the Word, abide in the vine, and abide in the relationship, and start to have discernment about God's will. And the privilege we have because of what God gave us from the very, very beginning, Linda and I, is if they come this weekend, they're going to hear my voice. And I'm going to speak to them uniquely to them, and they'll know it's unique to them, and everybody else will know it's unique to them. And you and I get to be part of it. We see it happen every single time, and we're overwhelmed.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter how many times we've done it and seen it, right?
No. And it's overwhelming by, how did you do that? How are you able to speak to that? And it's remarkable, and that's what the story of Noelle is going to share, is that she had a heart to say, I don't even know much about you, and it doesn't seem like it's very pleasant. But I would like to know. And then God starts speaking, you know, mm-hmm. and walk her into that. And he said, well, my ways are not your ways and my thoughts aren't your thoughts. Let me draw you into this. So we want to keep remembering that. And then he said, it's step by step. I'm going to do things. And the desire of God is to keep you close because his joy is being with us.
Right.
Which, by the way, think about it. That's why he created us in the first place. Is he wanted fellowship. And so we have fellowship. He wants to keep it close. He does it step by step, purposely. So you can't walk away. You have to stay close to keep receiving. And you find out that's the best place to be. And then we learned last time about that there'll be things that I'm going to show you supernaturally. And I'm not going to tell you everything about it. I just want you to experience it. And you're mm-hmm. all you're going to have to do is take the step.
Right. And you don't have to know every detail.
No. And that I'm doing, and that God's will is more about what he wants to do as opposed to just us managing things better. Mm-hmm. It's really not about what's better in you operate your own life, and I'll show you how to do it better. It's rather I need to draw you into the life that I have for you, where I'm going to do supernatural things,
mm-hmm.
you'll experience them. And the requirement is going to be that you stay with me in the kingdom, surrendered your will to mine, follow me, and I'm going to take you step by step. And there'll be instructions, take the step.
Right.
And he said, after you take the step, you'll get understanding and you'll get the experience of supernatural. So it's beautiful. So we're going to see, actually, Paul prays this way and said, here's how I want you to view your life with God. So go to Ephesians 1, read verses, go ahead and read verses 15 through 23.
Sure. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Yeah. Well, a lot in there.
Yes.
So he says that I pray that you receive the knowledge, and the word there is not knowing about God, but experiencing the life of God, the power of God, with all wisdom, and that you start to understand what I'm up to, what I'm doing. It won't be complete, it won't be full, but you'll have enough of what he calls understanding and wisdom that. I do appreciate what I get to see. You know, like for example, when you listen to the story of Noelle tomorrow and the following week, when she first was led into this, developing this place of prayer in New Hampshire, she really had no clue at all.
Didn't even know why she was hearing what she was hearing.
No, yeah.
And was dismissing it a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Like, I don't even want to, you know. And she resisted it. But God just kept inviting her. But see, our heart, because the way we're wired, would be, okay, I'm willing to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me everything that's going to happen and tell me why it's going to happen and what are you up to? And then I'll join you. And God just says, actually, I'm just going to invite you to the first step.
Right.
And I'm not really going to tell you a lot, but I do want you to know, believe, and I will deliver you experiencing it, and you'll have wisdom as you walk with me. And so Paul says, you know, I pray that you get that perspective, the hope of your calling. And the word there, you know, because we would interpret that as, okay, my big assignment, or my calling, my even my life calling.
Right.
He said, no, I'm not talking about that. He says, the word here is that you understand the hope, the excitement, the expectation of enjoying the feast that I'm going to deliver to you. And the calling is come to the feast. And why would you not? Because it's going to be bountiful. And if you can get excited about what I'm going to be doing and giving you, I hope, I want you to recognize, and the word hope there isn't, I hope it works, or wish it works. It's rather certainty that you're going to experience the bounty of God, you know. And so I hope, I want you to, you know, get to there. And then he says that you would, and this is cool, because when we read this in our retreats, we say, okay, read this verse, and they do. What does God say about inheritance? And everybody answers, we get to inherit the bounty of God. I said, no. I said, nope, that's not what it says. That's not what it says. Go back and read what it says. Go ahead and read that again. So we understand something, which is really important as we're hearing his voice and walking with him.
Yeah, it says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Okay. So what are the riches of the glory of what?
The inheritance of his inheritance in the saints.
Okay, it's his inheritance, not ours. Okay, right? And he says, who is his inheritance?
The saints.
It's us.
Us.
He said, actually, in the middle of all this, as you hear his voice, and that's why it's step by step, he says, there is something that you will start to understand. You are my inheritance. I inherit you, and I get to be with you because of that inheritance. And remember the word inheritance, think about in the human sense. If you're receive your inheritance, what has happened?
Somebody has died.
Somebody's died.
There had to be death.
And then I get to experience what they now deliver to me. And he said, well, that's why I use the word. He said, there's two aspects of it. He said, one, I already died for you. And you do get and we talk about, you know, and he actually talks about this previously in Ephesians, that you inherit the Holy Spirit. He is your inheritance. When, because of my death, you get to experience and have the Holy Spirit placed within you. And he says, you're going to be my inheritance when you die. And it's dying to self, surrendering my will, walking with him step by step, hearing his voice, living in the kingdom of God. And when you do, and you've died to self, you I get to now inherit you. And it's kind of cool that he says,
I love the dailiness of that.
Yeah.
That's not a once and done, right?
No.
That one's a continual dying to self, fully surrendering, right?
Yeah. And think about, see, he doesn't say, I inherit the stuff you do. I inherit the things you work for. I inherit you. He said, you're my inheritance. And I love that, and I want to stay there, and I want you to enjoy it, and I enjoy it, and I want you to keep remembering why I'm doing all this. It's just to be with you, and you're my inheritance, and start to realize that. And he said, so if you seek this, understand it, receive it, he said, then, and then read the next verse, is he said, this is what's going to happen. And go ahead and read that. He says, that you would understand that you're my inheritance, and then then what does he say?
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power?
Yeah, and he then goes on to describe it's the power of the resurrection, and all things have been set under Christ's authority, and he does this by speaking, because that's how the world was speaking. The supernatural power is greater than your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's developed out of the spiritual truth of creation, which is created by the word, and the power of the word is superior to anything we got materially.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, if you're walking with me and hearing my voice and understanding it, you will recognize the exceeding greatness of my power. And the word there is supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I can do that aren't limited by the natural. So it's not about better manipulation of things or better management of things, but
it's
rather
things that only he could do.
That only he can do. I can deliver things that only I can deliver, and it's exceeding greatness of all that power. And then read it again, because he makes an important statement here. Go ahead and read that one more time.
It says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
Okay. Toward who?
Toward us.
Toward
who
us.
Believe.
He said, this is personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's toward you. You, all you have to do is believe, and believing, you would have demonstrated that belief by surrendering your will and saying, I'm willing to walk with you step by step by step to experience the greatness of the power. And he said, interesting enough, you can't experience it until you go with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's delivered in the kingdom, and it's delivered step by step for me to get you to the right place at the right time. You know, so, you know, last time we talked about the verses to Zechariah and Mary. Mary, you are going to be the mother of the Messiah, Emmanuel, Jesus. She says, how's that going to happen?
Right.
Well, it'll happen supernaturally. At that moment, it's, do you have a heart to go and experience that? I'm telling you, it's going to happen. But you're still going to have to walk with me.
Right. Even not in full understanding.
That's right. Without full understanding, step by step by step. And as you do that, it will be fulfilled. So it's not like, okay, great, make it happen. He said, well, because the next thing that you know, she was instructed is you're going to have to tell Joseph.
Right.
What?
How's that going to go?
you tell him. no, I want you to tell him. He's going to have a trouble with this.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to tell him. And don't worry, I will guide him through this as well. But you're the step of faith for you, you're going to have to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, Joseph, I'm pregnant. And his reaction, which was normal, well, what did you do?
Right.
Well, I did nothing. I was visited by an angel, and he told me this, and he's like, yeah. and then he goes off and considers, what do I do about this?
Right.
And it talks, this is in Matthew chapter 1, he talks about, I guess I could have her stoned. I could certainly disgrace her. But I do know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love her. And she seems to have a good heart. I know she's told me the story. So I guess what he concludes, this is Matthew chapter 1, I guess I'll put her away.
Yeah, just quietly divorce her.
And quietly have her kind of, you know, just move away from this, and we'll try to make it as quiet as possible. It's still going to be embarrassing. And so, okay, I guess I'll do that. And so while he's thinking that, who shows up?
An angel.
An angel, Gabriel, and says, everything that Mary said is true.
Mm-hmm.
It is me. I want you to take her as your spouse, accept what's going to happen, and by the way, call his name Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us. And he gives him all the instruction of, I know this is going to be complicated for you. Mm-hmm. But trust me, it's going to be exactly what it is. You have a heart to follow me. Mary has a heart to follow me. Follow me. By the way, when you do, you're going to experience supernatural. That the Messiah is going to be born. And by the way, I will confirm that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know exactly how that was going to look. You know, I'm going to confirm that to you. Okay, so, you know, he has to go to the census, and he has to go to Bethlehem, and there's no room.
Right.
And the innkeeper, you know, and again, there's, you know, think of the innkeeper actually was a very generous, kind person, says, okay, look, I know there's no room. You know, let me put you in the stable here, and we'll make it as clean as we can. At least you'll have shelter and, you know, protection, and go ahead and use my place. And they do. He's born in a manger. All these things that are true. But what happens when he's born? What do the angels do? They appear to the shepherds and in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men, and who God has favor. And the shepherds were given that signal and that sign, and so they rush to the manger to say, you won't believe what is happening and what has happened out here. And now, and the neat thing is that they experience the supernatural,
mm-hmm.
for sure. But
guess, at every step here.
Yeah, but what did that do for Mary and Joseph?
Oh, that gave such confirmation to them as well of what God is doing and what has been spoken. That just affirmed the whole thing and built their faith even more,
yeah.
which they needed,
yeah.
walking into what they were walking into.
Yeah. And that this is the moment, and I confirm that moment with the heavenly mm-hmm. host. And for you, Mary and Joseph, it's all true. You can trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoice in this supernatural thing,
right?
Which is what Paul says, is that we would start to recognize that the supernatural, the great, you said the great exceeding greatness mm-hmm. of the my supernatural power directed toward you would be experienced.
Mm.
And then he says, now think about that as Paul's, you know, trying to explain it. What does that look like? Well, you have to be on God's path.
Right.
That's where he's going to deliver it. And you have to be in the right place with the right time at the right people for God to deliver his supernatural work. So hearing his voice and walking step by step isn't that we manage life better.
Hmm.
It's rather that we walk into, which he says here, the activity that I'm inviting you to
right.
will be supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
It will be spectacular. It will be special. And I'll deliver it to you. And again, it's just things that we recognize are not natural.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, seeing the heavenly host, you know, would be fantastic. But even when Mary and Joseph were going to Bethlehem and there's no room, and the guy says, well, here, I'll provide you a spot.
Right.
They recognize that was supernatural.
Yeah. I love, as you're describing this, I'm just reminded how often and how easy it is, honestly, for us to think the story is all about us.
Yeah.
And you said the phrase, you know, it's not about managing. What exactly did you say? It's not managing a better.
Just a slightly better life.
Yeah. Not managing a better life. I think our tendency, even as Christians, is to try to manage a better life and to use God to manage a better life. And he's like, hey, you know, I'm inviting you into the story, but the story is mine. And the story is exciting and it is supernatural and it is filled with so much more than you realize. But, you know, sometimes we have to get our eyes off ourselves and get our eyes back on who God is.
Right.
So that we recognize it is this beautiful invitation to part of his story that does involve us. By invitation, but it's not about us per se.
That's right. And one of the things that I do say to people, and Lynn and I have the privilege of this, is that if you are walking with God in his kingdom step by step, you will experience the supernatural.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it'll start to be a regular activity that you get to experience as you see things happen and you recognize things happening. And it's almost like it's not rare.
Mm-hmm. It's the norm.
It's rather normal and frequent.
Right.
And it's happening. And it's kind of an indicator that you're in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that you're walking with God because you're experiencing supernatural things all the time and you recognize it, and then you get to tell each other this and share it, which is, by the way, you know, what happens when we're all together as our group. Really, it's just about sharing all this fantastic supernatural things that God is up to.
Right. That is why our Thursdays are one of my favorite days that we ever do podcasting. And again, we keep talking about Noelle's story, but when you tune in on April 11th and April 18th and you hear the story, especially on the 18th on the prayer house, how he did that, it is just incredibly beautiful to see how God works so naturally in the supernatural.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like a one-off. It was constant supernatural.
Right.
And I think when we begin to share those stories more, I do believe, this is a little tangent, but I believe that the enemy wants us to silence those stories and wants us to write them off as coincidence and to explain them away in all kinds of ways. And if he can keep us from having the boldness of sharing this supernatural event, people don't see that God works in like the mundane everyday things in supernatural ways.
Right.
And when we start sharing the stories, when we actually speak up and profess what he has done, I think it gives other people more confidence in what they're seeing around them that is God's activity. And it also gives them boldness to speak it. And it encourages all of our faith, right?
Yep. Remind me next time to share an example of a supernatural story, which actually ties to the end times and the remnant and, you know, a cool little thing that happened. But it happens. These kind of things happen all the time. So, Father, we just thank you that you tell us that as we're walking with you step by step, that we will experience this mighty, exceeding mightiness of your power, of your supernatural directed toward us to experience the life of Christ, and that we would understand that it's your inheritance to deliver that to us because we are your inheritance. And so we just pray that we'll live it out, we'll experience it, we'll trust you and look at life as a beautiful series of steps ordained by you to guide us into your supernatural work and your bigger story. And may we appreciate that, may we live it, and may we enjoy it. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's podcast, send them in at questions@abideministries.com. We'd love to talk about it, and we'd love to hear your stories. If you have stories you want to share of the way God has been speaking to you and moving in supernatural ways, we love to share those.
Yeah,
so
we
send them on in. We'd love to hear them.
We'd love to.
So anyway, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.
See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.